This is Peter Overby. The other big Supreme Court ruling yesterday involved campaign financing. In a 5-4 decision, the court's conservatives struck down a central provision of Arizona's public financing law. Arizona gives money to state candidates who agree to restrict their fundraising and spending. That part still stands. But Arizona can no longer give those candidates more money to help them better compete against heavily financed rivals or outside groups. That kind of public financing is said to be matching the private funds or leveling the playing field. But Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, said it's a substantial burden on the free speech of the other candidates or groups. He said the government has no anti-corruption interest in leveling the playing field, and the equalizing effect itself doesn't pass constitutional muster. Roberts wrote, quote, "Leveling the playing field can sound like a good thing, but in a democracy, campaigning for office is not a game. It is a critically important form of speech." Nick Dranius is with the Goldwater Institute, representing the plaintiffs.
If you think about the purpose of electoral politics, there's nothing more dangerous than the government designing a system that would give an absolute advantage to government-funded candidates over citizen-funded candidates.
But Roberts also wrote that the court does not question the wisdom of public financing overall. Quote, "That is not our business." So in some ways, the defense team felt as if it had dodged a bullet. James Barton, Arizona's Assistant Attorney General, said public financing has been under repeated challenge since voters approved it in 1998.
This is, frankly, the first time that it's really suffered a setback. So I suppose it is probably likely that we'll continue to see challenges from groups that are opposed to the idea of public financing.
Justice Elena Kagan wrote the dissenting opinion of the four liberal justices. Taking on Roberts' First Amendment reasoning to restrict funds for publicly financed candidates, she wrote, "If an ordinary citizen without the hindrance of a law degree thought this result an upending of First Amendment values, he would be correct." This is the fifth campaign finance decision by the Roberts Court and the fifth victory for advocates of deregulation. Previous cases struck down laws that gave more money to candidates running against millionaires, ruled out some contribution limits as excessively low, and, in the Citizens United case, loosened decades-old restrictions on corporate money. Tara Malloy with the pro-regulatory Campaign Legal Center said the pressure continues.
Disclosure, that is, transparency in elections, has become a huge battleground in the lower courts. We're aware of at least 15 different state laws that have been challenged in this area.
And on the other side of the fence, former Federal Election Commission Chairman Brad Smith said the court is moving toward a new principle of political money law.
What I call the notion of separation of campaign and state, that it is inappropriate to have the government trying to shape the quantity and the quality and the type of debate that is intended to influence voters when they go to the polls to weigh the performance of that government.
Smith said advocates of regulation overreached in the 1980s and 90s and with the McCain-Feingold Law of 2002.
I mean, it seems like self-serving advice, but I think if I were a person who really favored regulation and subsidies and so on in this area, I'd shut up, keep my head down, and quit passing laws for a while.
That said, though, he suggested that his allies now beware of that same kind of hubris. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.